The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, America. Detroit City. It is a fine day in the neighborhood. I'm very excited this morning. I have four geniuses in studio, and we're just going to get right into it because we only have about 30 minutes to get this in. So we got a lot of genius to talk about. I'm going to let the young man to my left introduce himself and state your name and your grade.
Hi, my name is Brian Parnell. I'm in 11th grade.
My name is Jeremiah. I'm in the 10th grade.
Top of the morning to all you beautiful people. My name is Josiah Forrest. I'm in 11th grade. Hope you all are having a wonderful morning.
My name is Aiden Moore, and I'm in the 9th grade.
All right, so first thing we're going to do is we're going to move all these microphones really close, right? All of a sudden, family, their voices went from some of you guys' voices got a lot deeper in the last 10 seconds, all right? So first of all right, so get the microphones right up there. All right, so we got the I'm surprised you was kind of almost going in there. I thought you was going to say I'm a Virgo, the way your voice was going kind of deep. But anyway, first of all, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in here on a Saturday. You know what I mean? As school has started, you guys got up, you got here on time. Some of y'all beat me here. But we're talking about the Hidden Genius Project and just some of the work we've done this summer. And we have a big event next week. We're going to kind of talk about that toward the end of the show. But before I get started, one of you all is supposed to give us my mission statement. Who's going to do that? All right, so who are you?
My name is Josiah Forrest.
All right, now you got to give me my statement, man. Come on now. Right. Give me that mission. I need you to get excited about it. Let's go.
The Hidden Genius Project trains and mentors black male youth in technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and communities.
All right. Give them a round of applause. You did a good job. So what does that mean to you all? You know, because that's one of the things that a family that, you know, it's, you know, you're in a, they're in a program. It's about technology, entrepreneurship, and leadership. It's a 15-month program. They spent 7 weeks in the summer. Now we're in the school year where we meet every Wednesday, and then we meet the second Saturday of every month. And then these gentlemen will finish up next summer with another 7 weeks while we bring in another cohort. And then y'all will be the big brothers on campus, right? But when we talk about trains and mentors, black male youth, let me ask you, so we've gone through the summer and now we're in the school year. How are we doing? You know, how are we doing with the program? What anybody want to just kind of talk about that a little bit? Go ahead.
With the program, I mean, I think we're doing good because during the summer we learned a couple of things. Like we learned about racism and we learned about white superiority and things like that. And during the school year, like, you see, like, you see reverse racism and things like that going on throughout your school, and it's like, using like me just thinking about the mission statement. I'm thinking that we need to educate these people.
Wow. Tell them
that
okay.
They don't need to do that.
Okay, hold on one second. I got you. So that's interesting. So we also talk about radical entrepreneurship and things like that, socialism, leadership. So you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying some of the things you were able to learn about probably made you look at things more with an open lens now, and now you want to educate other people. Is that kind of correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come put a pin in that and talk about some things, how you may want to do it. Bryant, you had your hand raised.
Yeah, because I want to say I agree with Josiah, but the thing is, though, it gives all of us a different opportunity because a lot of black kids out there don't get the same opportunities we get. Some of them have to go through a hard life and can't do certain things they want to do. Like, let's say one kid wants to be a computer programmer, but they never got the experience
or the exposure.
But we did. So I think that since we got this, we should give back to the community.
Okay. All right. I like that. I want you two brothers. You're all in the radio. I have four geniuses in studio. So, Jeremiah, what about you?
I agree with Bryant. We should, take what we learned from the Hit His Genius Project so far, give back to everybody, who doesn't have the same opportunities.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Aiden?
Okay. So, looking back into the mission statement, it's giving black kids the opportunity to learn leadership, to lead others and help their community and spread out, to spread the tree of the hidden genius.
I like that. Spread the tree. Spread the tree. All right. And so one of the things that I just want to congratulate you and your other brothers, the 16 of you all that started this summer, is that you took the opportunity. So let's just talk about that a little bit, because I don't know. I know I was out recruiting I was putting a link out. I was going into schools. And I think one of you all found out about it. We did an activation with the Detroit Pistons. But you all had to go on and fill that application out. Just talk about – who wants to talk about the process just a little bit? Go ahead, Bryant.
Well, for me, it's like I got the information from my aunt, and I went to the meeting. And I was talking to every single genius there, and I talked to the administration for the thing. I'm like, oh, man, these people – they seem cool. Like, they're going to teach me things. I'm making a good relationship with my friends that felt like my brothers in a minute. And the adults, they were just real kind. They were teaching me everything I needed to know. That's all.
So when you guys, anybody else want to jump in? So let me ask the question. When you guys heard it was 15 months, what went through your – did that scare anybody in here? Go ahead. I'm going to let all y'all raise your hands, but you go ahead, Jeremiah.
When I heard that it was 15 months – At first, I was like, oh, dang, that's
a long time.
That's a long time. But then, like, the first day, when we all started connecting, I was like, oh, yeah, it's not going to be that bad, It's going to be just in this first summer, it went by so fast.
It did go by fast. It did go by fast. All right, what about you when you heard it was 15 months, Bryant?
I almost broke down. I had a whole summer plan, so I'm going here, and here. And it's 15 months, I'm like, dang, I'm here.
You're here.
But as soon as, like Jeremiah said, as soon as I start talking to him on the first day, I'm like, this is the place I want to be.
Okay, all right. And what about you?
Me, personally, I'm not like them. When I heard 15 months, my first thought is, 15 months. School is going to be in less than 15 months. Am I not going to school? My thought is, I'm not going to school, so let me join this program.
Wait. Hold on. Let me get this straight. So you thought that the program was 15 months. So you thought that we were going to take you out of school?
I thought you were going to teach me things that I'm learning in school, and then I was going to, like, learn computer science, entrepreneurship, all the things. The mission statement, they had it there. So, like, I'm thinking you're teaching me things with school and the entrepreneurship stuff. And then I'm also thinking, because they said something about going to nice places. In my mind, I'm thinking, are we going to France, sitting in cafes with, like, baguettes and stuff like that?
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Aiden.
So when I heard about the 15 months, I was like, I want to sleep. Like, I want to sleep every day. It's like,
sleep is important. I mean, but I have to say, so now after getting in a program, we finished our summer. How do you feel about the program?
I loved it.
Okay, good. So with that, I have to say, Bryant, you're one of and I have to say this, family, it was nothing more beautiful than seeing 16 young men come together. And I have to say, after the first day, you all were clicking. I mean, it Brian, you took it on upon your back yourself to go around and introduce everybody. Have you always been that way?
Yeah, because for me,
now, fam, I got to tell you, Brian sounds shy right now, right? But he is nothing like he sounds. He's definitely Mr. Charismatic, but go ahead.
Well, for me, it's like always like talking to people, and when I walked in, it was just so quiet. I didn't like that. So I had to fix it. Like, you sit over there, but I'm right here, so come sit with me. That's right. All I was. Like, right. I like being around.
So you know what? Talk to some. So what makes that important? Because a lot of times, and I'll say this, even as adults, you'll go to a networking event or event, and one person will sit here, one person will sit there, one person will sit over here, and no one, and you actually came to network, and no one strikes that up. So what is a tip that you do? Like whenever you go around, because I watched you when you did it, right? And there's something clicking in your brain to say, well, man, I may get rejected. And if it does come up, what do you do to go around that? Because you can help a lot of people right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess for me, it's like when I just see people sitting separately, I don't really think before I act sometimes. If I just see
it's
you,
an
I'm
instinct.
Like,
it's an instinct.
It's an instinct because I don't want you sitting by yourself not having a good time. We came here to have a fun. We came here to learn. So like, we might as well do that together.
Okay. All right. You know what? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things they learned. We're going to talk about the celebration that we have next week. We're going to take a quick break.
The William Malcolm Morning Show, live on Faith Talk Detroit.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
Does your health insurance carrier coordinate with your auto insurance carrier? Hi, I'm Stephanie Coney, insurance broker for London Consulting and Insurance Firm. Our independent office specializes in both personal and commercial lines insurance. If you're looking for great customer service, then contact me, Stephanie Coney, at the London Consulting Firm today by calling 1-800-651-9142 or visit www.londonconsultingfirm.com.
William Malcolm is back with more next.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Style, swag, and information overload. The William Malcolm Morning Show is live on Faith Talk Detroit.
Wake up, get out of bed. Hit your knees, say your prayers. You can pick your own hair and tie your own shoes. And guess what? I'm so proud of you. So wake up, get out of bed. Brush your teeth, brush your hair. Put on your own clothes and clean your own room. And guess what? I'm so proud of you.
This is the William Malcolm Morning Show. Each and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. FM 92.7 AM 1500 WLQV. We coming in live and hot and like the track that was played. Thank you, Brian, producer extraordinaire, for bringing us back in style. He said, "Wake up, get out of bed." I'm so proud of you. So I just want to say, I know on behalf of all the listeners out there, everyone's proud of you all. I know I am. I mean, I am very proud of each and every one of you all and your brothers in the Hidden Genius Project, Detroit cohort number one. What is it like to be history? You all are the first cohort in Detroit. What's that like? What's that feel like? Go ahead.
I mean, if I'm being honest, it feels good because, like, you always hear about legends in the making, like Vince Lombardi, Joe Burrow, legend, one of the legends in the making, mm-hmm. Justin Herbert.
Absolutely.
That's just in football. But, like, when you just, like, real life, you don't hear about any, like, in your community. So, me, as a person, I'm thinking, like, as a legend in the making, I feel like I'm going to be in the history books one day just because.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want all of y'all to answer this. So, go ahead, Aiden.
Okay, so when I hear that we're number one, I'm, like, looking in the future. Like, when they think of number one, they'll think of us, and they'll look to us to say, what did they do?
What did they do? That's right. That's right. Go ahead, Aiden.
Also, I feel like it inspires people, too, because when they see a bunch of African-American kids doing something with their lot, like, actually doing something, being so loving and everything like that, it's like it just gives them a type of motivation. Because mm-hmm. in a world where they want to break you down and push you at the nearest opportunity, it's like us doing this, being successful, it's like us kind of pushing back against the system, everything like that.
Right. And before I go to you, I just want to say that you all, and how am I going to say this? You all are not an anomaly, meaning that there are a lot of young black males that are doing positive things. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of times society doesn't highlight it. Mm-hmm. So the one thing about the Hidden Genius Project is that we create this platform. It's all about you all. Everything that we do is about what you all and putting you on the platforms. If you look at all our social media, you don't see any adults in there. It's all about you all. And you all are already geniuses. And you do the play on words, the hidden genius, because you all are geniuses. So we're not hiding no more. So go ahead, Jeremiah.
Well, I agree 100% with Aiden. You know, like the second cohort that's coming next summer, you know, they're going to look back at us like, oh, what did they do? They were the first ones here. So, you know, what did they do? How did they get along, you know?
So let me ask you all a question. Have you all thought about that a little bit? Have you all thought about, like, you know, when the second ones come in, how y'all going to treat it, you know? Go ahead.
My thought for, like, when the next cohort comes in is, like, we're going to be, like, big brothers to them. Like, as, like, a cohort right now, like, there's no one, like, in Detroit before us. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, our big brothers are, like, people in the cohort. Like, my big brother, like, here would be, like, Bashir right now. Mm-hmm. Not Bashir and Bryant, because, like, they're older than me. Mm-hmm. But, like, when the next cohort comes in, it's not, like, a physical big brother thing.
Come on now, brother. Break it down. Keep it going.
It's a mental big
brother. It's a mental.
It's a mental big brother thing because, like, they don't know us. But then they know that we've been here before. They know about our experiences. So they know that they need to look up to us. And we need to be, like, a role model to them. It's like when their backs are against the wall, we need to be there, like, right there with them. So, like,
I love that. A mental big brother. A mental big brother. That's a book title. I want 10%. All right, go ahead, Brian. What are you about to say?
All right, because, like, when you see it, when you look at it like that, it's like we the founding fathers of Detroit.
The founding fathers of Detroit, yes!
It's like we did what we did to build everything up, and then it's your job just to kind of just keep going.
And then it's you guys' job to tap in. Once mm-hmm. you all graduate and go off to college or start your businesses or whatever, you will always be part of that, you know. Go ahead, Aiden.
Okay, so when I think of that, we're gonna have another cohort. It's like we're the big brothers, and everybody after us, they'll be like our siblings, our little siblings, and mm-hmm. we'll have to take care of them and help them grow and become people they want to be.
Absolutely. Did I get you, Jeremiah? Did I have mm-hmm. you? Did I have you answer that one?
Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead. So, what's that like for you when you think about, you know, the next group?
I think of the next group, you know, I think of what everybody else here just say, you know, like, we're going to be the big brothers to them, you know, they're going to come to us, you know, for help.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say that one of the things, family, and I'll back, so we are, you know, and we are the first Detroit cohort. We have cohorts in the Bay and Los Angeles area. And so these geniuses, we're able to connect with brothers that's going through the program in those areas as well. So let's talk about next week. All right. So next Saturday, actually 7 days from today, we will have our end of summer celebration. And basically, family, so you know what? And we can RSVP to attend. So to RSVP to attend this event, you can go to hiddengeniusproject.org. You'll see a button that says celebrate. Scroll down, RSVP to attend that. So I'm just going to spell it out for you. It's a celebration. You know what I mean? Celebrate. Good time. Well, come on. So we're going to have a DJ, photo booth. We're going to have some fantastic food. Y'all not even ready for food, the menu options.
Not ready.
And these brothers can eat now. So we have some menu options. Just going to be a fun time, but the whole purpose of it's going to be from 1 to 3. And it's going to be our partners with the Boys and Girls Clubs. We have a 2,000-square-foot space, beautiful space. And I just want to say this, family. I've been doing black male engagement work for about 15 years. When I look at the amount of amenities that are provided for these young black men, it makes me feel really good. I've done this work for so long. I'm going to speak to you all about that. I've done this work for a long time, and a lot of times we don't have the best, especially when it's for things for black males. You have the seconds, you have the thirds, you may have the fourths. The conditions may not be the best conditions. But when I look at the space that the Hidden Genius Project provide, I look at the technology. We just got this beautiful multiple $1,000 leather couch delivered. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, just all the amenities, our room, everything that was thought of with you all in mind. And while I have you all, do you all feel that? Because, you know, when somebody come and you all, we've recruited you all and we told you about something, and you get in there and you see, oh, well, man, the computers don't work, or we don't have this, and we're in this space. Do you all notice that the environment that we wanted to create for you all? Go ahead.
I feel like the environment you wanted to create for us was like, we are the future. So it's like, but in my mind, when I walked into the room with the couch, it was like, I'm thinking, we don't deserve this. But I'm thinking we don't deserve this. But then like, they want us to feel special, and they want us to think that we earned this.
So let me ask you a question. Why do you think you didn't deserve it?
Because like, all we did really was what the program asked of us to do. And then like, we did like a couple extra things, but like, most of what we did was just what the program asked us to.
So I'm going to say this. You 100% deserve that. You all 100% deserve to have a space that is innovative for you, that is set aside for you, and that was created with excellence. That's why we did it. And I'm happy about it. And you're saying you just came and did the program. You did your part, but we had our part, right? And so that's what you all should expect. We want you all to expect those type of environments, those type of scenarios for yourself. And so with that being said, I'm going to hit this again in the summer celebration. We're going to expect the same thing. So that's why we bring in this real big event. It's a community. We are still accepting RSVPs, but we need everyone to go out and do it today, because the waiting list is, we can only accommodate 150 people. But if you want to meet these brothers in person, you want to be able to see some of their, what are some of the things they're going to be able to see next week at the end of summer celebration? Go ahead.
Some of the things you can see are some of the beautiful websites we made.
Yes.
Some of our wonderful, excellent business presentations. Like, one of them is my good brother James Hackett with the with his business called Conjo, an emotional support business.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing you can see are, you can learn from us. You can have, we bring your young children there. They can learn what we did. If they're going into the ninth grade, they can like apply for the program.
Right. We can talk about that too. And that's another thing. So you probably listening is thinking about this program. Okay, go ahead, Brian. You had your hand raised for a minute. We got about 2 minutes left.
All right. One of the things you also going to see is some of the games we made too. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you how we did everything like that. And you can kind of learn, you can learn some things while you're here too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just be you come eat, you come watch presentations. Nah, you can get something out of it. Income. That's what it is.
That's absolutely. You guys want to say anything? I'm going to leave you all out. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we wrap down in about 2 minutes, what's one of the biggest takeaways? Anybody want to share a takeaway or something that they want? Okay, go ahead.
One of my biggest takeaways was starting from the application form. Mm-hmm. Because when I heard about the Hidden Genius Project, I'm thinking, when I heard about the Hidden Genius Project, I'm thinking, it's in Detroit, I may not get in. My thing is,
you thought you weren't gonna get in?
I'm in Southfield. Detroit is like,
so, yeah, say that right. Yeah, okay, keep
like,
going.
I'm in Southfield. So like, Detroit is not where I am. So like, they said you're in Detroit. I'm thinking I might not get in, but still, me as a person, I'm not gonna doubt myself and not give myself the opportunity because I was told that you missed 100% of the shot that you don't take. So wow, I'm okay. gonna take the shot, and then I'm gonna see if I get in. And during the interview, I'm like, think I made a mistake like during the math thing. And Mr. Malcolm was like, it's like, calm down. Cause I was like, I was super nervous in it. I was stuttering like over everything.
Yeah, I remember.
Mr. Malcolm was like, calm down. You're going to do great. And the next thing you know, I did great. I'm in the program. I'm right here.
Right.
So one of my biggest takeaways is don't doubt yourself.
Shoot your shot.
Every shot. Don't miss any right. opportunities and you will make it.
So one of the things I'm going to wrap up with. So we need to say Detroit metro area. So because that it's definitely open to all of you all. And when I did my recruiting, I really wanted, if you all, we have people, kids from Berkeley, Farmington, Commerce, Detroit, all around. We spread the love, didn't we? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And these brothers all have come together. So as we wrap it up, in the summer celebration, go to hiddengeniusproject.org, click on events, scroll down, you'll see RSVP to attend Detroit Celebration. Come meet these young brothers. Celebrate success, family. A lot of times we have things, you know, these. Let's go out and let these young brothers know that we appreciate their greatness, their genius. Come out. It's a family event. Meet them. You know, see Brian in the flesh. I'm sure he's going to walk up and talk to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and see the websites, hear about all the things they've done, and just celebrate these young brothers. So with that being said, go to HiddenGeniusProject.org. Anybody want to say one last thing as we close out?
I guess I'll say one thing. I guess I'll answer the same question Josiah just answered. Some takeaway that I took from the Hidden Genius Project is you don't have to do everything by yourself. You know, you can depend on other people.
No. All right. And we're going to depend on each other. And we're going to depend on you to come out to the end of summer celebration next week. HiddenGeniusProject.org, events, RSVP. This is William Malcolm. God bless.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.